CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Sexual assault trial of 2018 Canadian World Junior Hockey Team members underway in London, Ontario. The sexual assault trial of five former members of Canada's 2018 World Junior Hockey Team is underway in London, Ontario, with testimony revealing critical details of the alleged incident. Washington Capitals forward Taylor Radish, a teammate not charged in the case, testified remotely on May 1, 2025, confirming he had documented a group chat message, prosecutors say invited non-consensual group sex, in a London hotel in June 2018. The accused, Michael McLeod, Carter Hart, Alex Formenton, Dylan Dube, and Callan Foote, have all pleaded not guilty to sexual assault charges. The alleged victim began testifying on May 2nd, describing events leading up to the encounter. The trial continues as the court hears further witness accounts and evidence. The trial centers on an incident that allegedly took place during the 2018 IIHF World Junior Championship, hosted in Buffalo, New York, and surrounding events in London, Ontario. The accused players faced charges relating to a sexual assault claim that emerged after the tournament concluded. Prosecutors presented evidence including digital communications purportedly depicting invitations to a non-consensual sexual encounter at a hotel in London on June 26, 2018. Key testimonies and evidence presented. The sexual assault trial. Washington Capitals forward Taylor Radish, who was a teammate of the accused but not charged, provided significant testimony through remote video link. On May 1, 2025, Radish confirmed he had taken screenshots from a group chat message. The message, prosecutors argue, was an invitation to a party involving non-consensual group sexual activity. This digital evidence forms a crucial part of the prosecution's case in establishing intent and the environment surrounding the incident. The following day, the alleged victim began recounting the circumstances that led to the encounter in question. Her testimony aims to detail the context, nature, and events of the evening of June 26, 2018, offering the court insight into the interactions between her and the accused. While maintaining the presumption of innocence for the defendants, the court continues to evaluate the reliability and relevance of testimony against other pieces of evidence. Defendants' response and legal proceedings. Michael McLeod, Carter Hart, Alex Formenton, Dylan Dube, and Callan Foote have each entered not guilty pleas. Their defense teams contend that the encounters were consensual and highlight inconsistencies in witness statements and the timing of evidence discovery. Legal representatives emphasize the importance of due process and the need to scrutinize all presented evidence thoroughly. The court proceedings involve examination of witness statements, expert analyses, and forensic evidence. The trial is expected to continue with further testimonies from additional witnesses connected to the case, as well as cross-examinations to assess credibility and factual accuracy. Context and significance. This case has attracted national attention due to the high profile of the individuals involved and the broader implications for sports culture, athlete behavior, and the handling of sexual assault allegations in professional settings. Advocates stress the importance of a fair and impartial judicial process that respects the rights of both the accuser and the accused. As the trial progresses, updates will be provided to reflect new developments and court rulings. The outcome has potential ramifications for policy discussions surrounding team conduct and athlete accountability in Canadian sports and beyond. In conclusion, the ongoing trial of the five former members of Canada's 2018 World Junior Hockey Team remains a pivotal legal proceeding that addresses serious allegations of sexual assault. With testimony from key witnesses, including Washington Capitals forward Taylor Radish, and detailed accounts from the alleged victim, the court is carefully evaluating all evidence amid conflicting perspectives from both prosecution and defense. The case continues to unfold within a highly charged public context, underscoring significant issues related to consent, athlete conduct, and justice. As proceedings progress, the judicial system's commitment to fairness and thorough examination of facts will be critical in reaching a resolution that upholds the principles of accountability and the rule of law.